Southwest Airlines bought Air Tran nearly 4 years ago and has slowly worked to integrate the two carriers.
Seatbelts must be fastened at this time and should be worn low.
Just after 10 last night, that merger came to a ceremonial close. Cheers erupted as the Boeing 717 painted with Air Tran's logo lifted off from Hartsfield-Jackson. More than 800 hopeful travelers were on the flight's standby list. Most of the folks who made it on board were current or former Air Tran employees.
And by the way, if you bought just a regular ticket on this flight and you just thought you were going to Tampa and didn't expect this, this party's not for you. It's for everybody else.
That's Southwest's Bob Jordan. He's been running Air Tran's operations for the past few years.
But I want to say thanks again to the folks of Air Tran. This is awesome. It's a fantastic way to commemorate this last flight.
After a toast.
Well, now that the speeches are out of the way, how about some champagne?
And a smooth landing, senior flight attendant Travis Bruce gave Air Tran's final announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tampa and the end of an era.
The journey traced ValueJet's 1993 inaugural flight. After a deadly crash in the Florida Everglades, ValueJet struggled to remain in business. It eventually reemerged as Air Tran. Trish Kreider worked as a flight attendant under both names, and she says this final moment is a proud win for all Air Tran employees.
And the fact that we fought from ValueJet all the way through to where we are, to be a company that Southwest wanted to own, is just the most amazing, amazing experience. Just amazing.
In Tampa, Jim Burris, WABE News.